1 John chapter number 5. 1 John chapter number 5, verse number 13. He said, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." As we look at this today, little John's writing, amen, we see a word that's significant in this, in his writings. It's a little word called know, amen. It's one of the key words in 1 John, is the little word know. Now, in Webster's 1828 dictionary, he gives us the definition of know. You say, "Well, preacher, I know what know is. It just means to know." Well, Webster's dictionary, 1828 edition, it says to know is this. It's to perceive with certainty, to understand clearly, to have a clear and certain perception of truth, fact, or anything that actually exists. To know a thing precludes all doubt or uncertainty of its existence. So what John is telling us here, Paul tells us too, but what John is telling us here is, praise God, that we need to know. Amen? And we've kind of started doing that on Wednesday night. We started going back through and reevaluating everything as Christians that we need to know. Amen? We need to know, praise God. We need to know Lord Jesus Christ. We need to know God is God. That's what we looked at last Wednesday. And we need to know some things about salvation. We need to know things about assurity, praise God. And John begins to break this down for us here in this little book of John. Oh, some things that we need to know, praise God. Now I just want to give you a few, which I'm going to go through this, line upon line, precept upon precept. And that's why God, that's how God says we learn, right? He said a little here and a little there. He said then we put it together and we know who's there. We know who God is, praise God. We know where He's at and we know what He wants to do for us. We know that God wants to touch us and speak to us and guide us and lead us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. In other words, that's what's right in the eyes of God. So we take His word, we apply it to our own hearts that we might not sin against Him, but we do those things that bring Him glory. Amen? That ought to be our heart's desire today, to bring God glory. Amen? That our lives can bring God glory. Come on now, help me. Amen? That our lives, your lives and mine, can bring glory to God. Amen? Praise God. Just give Him some credit for what He's wanting to do. He said, "These things have I written to you that believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." He said, say some things that we need to know. Praise God. Number one, we need to know that we know Him. He said, how can we be sure that we know Him? Look over at John chapter number 2, 1 John chapter number 2. 1 John chapter number 2, verse number 3. He said, hereby we do know that we know Him. He said, this is how we know that we know Him. Okay? Now stay with me this morning. This is how we know that we know Him. If we keep His commandments. Amen? He said, this is the prescription for knowing Him. Amen? If we, what you say, how do we know? What are His, it's what He says. Amen? We got to keep what He says. He said, he that saith, I know Him, and keepeth not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Amen? Did you get that this morning? That's just plain straight up in your face. Amen? He said, he that saith, I know Him. Let me ask you a question today. How many people do you know around you that claim to be Christians? Amen? They profess faith in Christ, but they don't live it. Amen? Now let me bring you down to where we live. Let me where you live. How many of us, praise God, come to church, but during the week we don't really live as Christians and our Christian life? Oh, me? Amen? It's so easy to do it, praise God, at the church house, but it's a little more difficult to do it at your house. And it gets even a little bit more difficult to do it down at the workplace. Or out at the grocery store. Amen? There's so many things that so easily persuade us. But he said, this is how we know Him. Verse number 5, he says this. He said, but whoso keepeth His word, Amen. In other words, he said, let's do what God says. Paying attention to what he says, actually listening to him. Amen. Now, a lot of time, I've told you before, we hear what God says, but we don't actually listen to what God says. You know, you sit in a service, Brother Billy, and a preacher preaches you, boy, and you hear it, and the Holy Spirit starts turning the gears in your head, and next thing you know, he's turning it over in your heart, but we never do nothing about it. Amen. We'll sit right there on a stool and do nothing instead of saying, Lord, you know what? That preacher's right on target. And praise God. Hey, you don't have to wait for me to get done. I just get up and go to old-fashioned altar and just get down and say, Lord, please forgive me a sinner. Help me to do better. Amen. That you done brought up an area in my life, praise God, that I need to work on. Amen. Or let me say that differently. You done brought up an area in my life that you need to work on. Amen. And I need to let you help me to fix that area in my life. But so many times we don't. Amen. Boy, there's so much in here this morning, it'd take me 4 hours to preach it. Amen. Glory to God. But it's good. It'll help us. But whoso keepeth his word. In other words, we listen to God, we hear him, and we do what he says. That's how you know that you're born again believer. Amen. It said, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Amen. That means to be made mature, to come to the full. He said, hereby know we that we are in him. He said, that's how we know. Amen. Now we'll preach, Brother Charles, if you didn't get I didn't give you the title. This title, the message, The Knowing Life. Amen. The Knowing Life. It's a life of knowing. Amen. What God has for us. So we can be sure that we know him because we listen to him. We hear him, we listen to him, and we begin to do what he says. Now listen, it's not going to be all at once. It's a learning phase. It's called sanctification, how we begin to get in and we begin to learn and we begin to grow and begin to let God help us unto maturity till we get out of here. It's something that we're going to be doing till we finish this course of life on earth and we graduate into heaven where we'll be like him. Then we'll be perfect. Amen. Amen. We'll be perfect, brother, as he is perfect. Then we'll see. He says, when we see him, we'll be like him. Praise God. He's perfect. The Father looked down on the Son and said, I find no fault in him. Praise God. He's perfect. Praise the Lord. Amen. So in others, to know him, we got to know him. Amen. And we got to be constantly growing, amen, in God. Amen. Got to be constantly growing in God. We got to be growing in his ways. We got to be growing in his word. It's a sign of maturity if you're growing. Don't raise your hand, but let me ask you a question this morning. How many of you are sitting here today, you've been saved for a long time, but you're still just about where you was when you got saved. Amen? Come on now. Listen, think about it. You've not progressed a whole lot. We've not progressed a whole lot toward godliness, towards righteousness. We're about where we got in. Amen? That's why the old fellow was sleeping in the bed and he fell out in the floor and thumped his head. He said, I don't understand why I don't understand why I fell out of the bed. And his little daughter told him, said, well, Daddy, it's because praise God, you was too close to where you got in. In other words, staying too close to the edge. So I think that's what's wrong with a lot of God's children today. We're still too close to where we got in. But he said, a knowing life is a life that's knowing him and trying to seek his ways. Look at chapter number 2, verse number 13. He said, I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him, that is from the beginning. Amen. He said, not that you know him, but said you've known him. In other words, he says, hey, you've been in this thing for a little while. He said, you've been growing, man. God's been manifesting himself in your heart and changing in your life, giving you new direction. He said, you have known him, that is from the beginning. So I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. He said, I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. See, something has been speaking to their hearts. Something's been speaking into their lives. Let me tell you something. There's a big difference between God speaking into your head and God speaking into your life. You know what the difference between speaking in your head and speaking in your life is? About 16 inches. Amen? I said speaking, praise God. It's about 16 inches, praise God, when God speaks from your head and it goes to your heart where it makes a difference. Amen? It's easy when God speaks to your head, praise God, to just push it on through. Kind of like a locomotive steaming through one ear and out the other. Amen? But he said, he speaks to his father, he said, you've known the truth. Praise God. And God began to bless you. He said, how do you know God's a doing things? Because listen to what he says about those. He said that these young men have overcome the devil. Amen? The wicked one. They've conquered and they're beginning to get victory over evil. You know what? You know how we take back America? You know how we take back our homes? You know how you take back our families? Praise God. We start overcoming evil with good. We start overcoming evil with the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ and our Savior, praise God, to minister to our hearts. It's a constant growing knowledge. He said, these fathers have this constant growing knowledge. He said, I have written unto you, fathers, verse 14, because you have known Him, that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the Word of God abideth in you. You have overcome the wicked one. Amen? So we see how God begins to strengthen them. Amen? You say, how do we get that strength? We get that strength in the Holy Spirit. Amen? But the Holy Spirit teaches that you know all things. Everything we need to know, the Holy Spirit will show us. He said, if any man asks wisdom, let him ask of God. Amen? Solomon was a man, he was wise. But he wasn't that wise, praise God, till he asked God for wisdom. He didn't ask God. He said, what would you have me give you? And Solomon didn't ask for the riches of Egypt. He didn't rather ask for a recognition and to be lifted up and be greater than any other man. Solomon asked for wisdom to lead God's people well. The Bible says that God answered his prayer. God granted him. Amen. That wisdom. Amen. He began to give him that knowledge, praise God. Through the Spirit of God, God began to speak to his heart. So he began to know him in all things. Chapter number 2, verse number 20. He said, but you have an unction from the Holy One. And he said, you know all things. Now, we're not going to know all things at once. Amen. Like I said a while ago, you're not going to know everything right this minute. But soon as we submit ourselves to God and we begin to look for knowledge and wisdom from God, God began to pour that knowledge and wisdom into us. He began to feed our soul. That's why he says here, you have an unction from the Holy One. Amen. That's an anointing from God. Hello? Listen, if you've been born again, you've been saved today, don't nobody tell you, praise. You have an anointing from God, the Holy Spirit, that abides in you. Amen. He abides in you. The Holy Spirit comes to live inside you. Now, I don't understand it. How the third person of the Trinity, praise God, the sweet Spirit of God, he can move in and take up his abode in our heart, but he does. And he'll begin to clean house for us if we'll let him. Amen. Ain't you glad he does that for you? He'll take that old trashy junk out of your life, praise God, and he'll clean off a table and he'll set you a brand new table. He'll feed you from the throne of grace. Glory, hallelujah, praise. That's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Amen. He'll come down where you're at, praise God, and he'll begin to take that old junk out of your life and be able to put good stuff, amen, spiritual things that'll encourage your heart. And the next thing you know, praise God, you got a smile on your face and a zip in your step and a praise on your lip for God's good glory. Amen. Thanking Him from the depths of your soul because God has done that. He said, because of that, He said, you know all things. He said, things begin to become more clear. Amen. I'll just be honest. As I get older, I begin to see things in a different aspect. Amen. I don't see this old world as something to cling on to. Amen. Hey, I've had enough of the pain and the sorrow and the heartache and the tragedy and the disappointment, praise God, here. He said, well, what do you think? He said, preacher, you ain't going to kill yourself, are you? No. If you ever hear a preacher killed himself, praise God, you better check up. Somebody done off me. You say, why? Because I like me too much. Amen? I enjoy my life. I'm not complaining about it. But praise God, I know, glory, hallelujah, somebody. I know, praise God, higher up, there's a better place. And one day in a little while, I'm going there. I've made my call and election sure. I know where this old boy's name's written. It's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And one of these days, I'm going to graduate. They may hold me up here and say, there lies poor old preacher Jeff. And don't you believe it, praise God. That's just this old body of clay that I grew up in, I rose up in. But it's what I learned in. And God plucked my spirit out of here and took me home with, and I'm shouting on the streets of glory. Amen. If I die before you do, I have my funeral. Pray, I want you to do like those black folk do down in New Orleans. You dress up nice and pretty and you come in, you just have you a party. Amen. You just rejoice and you sing and you pray. You clap your hands and you say, glory, hallelujah. That preacher's gone. Amen. Hey, my glory. Hey, that'll be all right, praise God. Because the part of me, the most important part, is being in glory with my Savior. Amen. You say, preacher, you believe that? I believe that's all my heart. If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't even got up this morning. I just laid in the bed and died. But praise God, I believe today there's a holy God. I know Him and He knows me. Praise His holy name. Holy God, glory, He sends me that I know Him. And I know all things because of Him. Praise God. We know Him. Amen. We know Him. You know Him this morning? I'm glad I know Him. I know Him. He's mine. And I'm His. Praise His name. We know that we shall, that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. Amen. Chapter number 3 and verse number 2. See, beloved, now are we the sons of God. When are we? When do we become the sons of God? Right now. How do you know that, preacher? Because, Pastor Jeff, because the Bible said today is the day of salvation. Did you hear me? What did I say? Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. You may get on the car and start the house and poof, somebody wipe you out. My little wife was going back to work the other day. She'd run to the bank. She was going back to work, and a truck cut across in front of her, and another one come by and T-boned him. Spun him around. When she got stopped, she was about that close to her bumper, facing her. You don't ever know. But the day is the day of salvation. She said, beloved, now are we the sons of God. Today. If you ain't a child of God today, boy, you better get in. Amen. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. Amen. Hey, if you're born again, you're not what you're going to be. I'm glad that's that way, ain't you? Amen. I'm glad it's that way. But Ralph, I'm glad, praise God, I'm not who I'm going to be. One of these days, I'm going to be better with the help of the Lord. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Amen? So what do we know? In the knowing life, praise God, we know that we're not what we're going to be, but that when we see Him, when we meet Him, we're in the presence of Him, we're going to be what He'd have us to be. We're going to be like Him. Glory, hallelujah. Then I'll be pleasing to my Father. Amen, glory to God. Hey, you'll be pleasing, we'll be pleasing. You say, well, you know what the devil does? He tries to paint us a picture and give us the molly grubs about ourselves. Well, you're just really not that good. You're not a good person. You're not able to do good, even though you're trying. And he tells you all these things to mess with your mind. But see, that's all that the devil can do is mess with your mind. He can stir up, but praise God, he can't touch your soul. That's why you need to be a child of God. You need to be born again. Amen. He can have influence on your mind, but he can't touch you. He can't steal your soul. He just messes with us. And he gives us direction, praise God. He gives us the help that we need, that we can know him. And that one day, praise God, hey, we can look and be better, say, I'm not who I'm going to be right now. But one day, praise God, I'm going to be like Jesus. when I see Him, I'm going to be like Him. Praise God. In a moment, a twinkling of an eye from here to yonder, praise God, I'm going to be changed. Amen. A little here and a little there, while I'm here. But one day, praise God, I'm going to be over there. Glory. Won't that be something? Amen. But Todd, it make you just want to jump up and shout. And guess what? One day we're all going to be there together. We're going to gather over in glory. And then we look back, praise God, and we'll see all the things that we've left behind, and we're going to just shout and praise. I mean, we're going to have us a time. Ain't going to be a shout in glory one day. Can you imagine? Praise God. Going to tear that place up. Amen? Because we're going to be like Him. Amen? When we're certain, said we know that we have passed from life unto death because we love the brother. And that's how we know we're saved. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse number 14, said, we know that we have passed from death unto life. How do you know you've been saved? He said, because we love the brethren. Amen. The knowing life is a life where you know, praise God, you've been saved. Something's happened to you because we begin to love each other. We're not even of the same earthly family. But praise God, we become part of a heavenly family. Amen. And I tell you, sometimes, Brother Kevin, your heavenly family is closer than our earthly family. Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm glad it's that way. Because our heavenly family is an eternal family. But we ought to be striving to get our earthly families in. Praise God. So they can know. So we, praise God, and we know that we've been born again because we love the brethren. We love each other. Amen? Hey, there's nothing wrong with telling one another. Say, praise God, we love you in the Lord. Amen? Praise God. We love you. I love you in the Lord. Praise His name. He did that in me. Praise God. It's certain. We know. We know we've been saved because we love each other. Amen? I mean, come together, people that we've never met before, people that we don't know, but we love each other in the Lord. There's a feeling of comradeship. It's kind of weird, but it's good. Amen. It's like when you go to a place, you go to another church, you get a place where people gather together, and the Holy Spirit's there, and the Bible says that the Spirit bears with us, witness one to another. And we begin to see brothers and sisters in different places. And boy, we're just excited about it. I mean, it is exciting. But praise, well, just glory to God. What's going to be when we all get to heaven? I'm telling you, that stuff excites me. I know I'm an excitable person, praise God. You say, preacher, you just run on feelings a whole lot. Praise God, I'm glad I can feel Him. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we see it. Amen. And it's the Holy Spirit. Praise God. He advises us in His ability. Amen. In Him. In chapter 3 and verse 21, or 24. Chapter 3 and verse 24, look what He says. And he that keepeth His commandments dwelleth in Him, and He in him. And hereby we know that He abideth in us by the Spirit which He hath given us. I know what helps me. It's the Spirit of God that lives in me. I can't get away from Him. Have you, in your Christian life, have you ever tried to just kind of get away from the Spirit of God? Come on now, be honest. You know, kind of go off and do your own thing. Come on now, I ain't the only one that's done that. I mean, just kind of try to go off in you know, your own direction. You know, say, you know what, I'm not even talking anything bad. Just say, you know what, I got this. I know what I'm doing. Can I get a witness? Amen. You know, I don't need no help. I got this. And then before, hey, it don't take but just a second, you realize that you don't have nothing. But that thing that lives inside you, praise God, He's the one that's making the difference. He's the one that's giving you the guidance. He's the one that's showing His fellowship. He's that one that abides in you. Praise God to encourage you along the way. Amen. Look at chapter number 4, verse number 13. 4:13 says, hereby know we that we dwell in Him. We dwell in Him because He dwells in us. Hereby know we. See, there's that knowing. It's a knowing life. You know, ain't you glad that God don't put you out in the darkness and just you try kind of figure it out by yourself? No, He wants us to know. Number one, He wants us to know Him. He wants us to know that relationship. He wants us to grow in Christ. He wants us to be looking for His appearing, knowing that we'll be like Him one day. He knows these things. He knows the Holy Spirit, and He sends Him to guide us in that direction. I thank God for the church today, don't you? The world out there today don't know none of this because nobody's telling them. Amen? That's why it's important to come to the house of God and feed your soul. That's the most important part of you. Amen. You can get fat and sicey in the flesh. That ain't going to help you. Amen. Praise God. When you get full in your spirit, it's when it'll help you the most. It'll encourage you, praise God, in the things of God. He said, hereby know we that we dwell in Him and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit. The Bible says if we're going to worship God, we're going to worship Him in spirit and truth, because God is spirit. Amen? We got to worship Him in spirit and truth. And that spirit that lives in us, the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Praise God. But the Bible, Paul said in Ephesians 5:18, he said, be not drunk with wine where it's in excess. He said, you know, the stimulation of this world, the worldly things. He said, don't be drunk with wine where it's excess. Don't be getting access to the world, praise God. But he said, be filled with the Spirit. He said, we need to have a desire, praise God, for that. That means to be filled and just keep getting filled. How do you do that? You get in the Word of God. You get in church, praise God. You get in good God, church choirs and sing. You get to working for the Lord. You get to look at, for His goodness in our lives. And He begins to minister to it. That's a knowing life. Amen. He abiding in us. Praise God. Amen. Praise His Lord. One infallible test, praise God, of knowledge. The big test that we have, we see in chapter number 4, verse number 1. He said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Now watch this. Hereby know ye, there it is again. Remember what know means? Know means to perceive with certainty, to understand clearly, to have a clear and certain perception of truth, fact, and anything that actually exists. Well, he says, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. It's real. Friend, I tell you today, praise God, from an authority of God's Word, and in my soul, the Spirit of God is real. Amen. Glory. He said, but hereby know ye the Spirit of God, every spirit that speaketh that... Let me go back to verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they be of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Now, somebody comes along and tells you that, well, Jesus Christ never really was born of a virgin in a manger in Bethlehem. That never happened. He's an Antichrist. Amen. Don't believe them. I wouldn't listen to them for 2 seconds. I'd shut them down and go to the house. I said, man, I'm going to pray for you. God's got you. The devil's got you deceived. Because my Savior's a living Savior. My Savior was Christ the Lord, the Messiah of God, the anointed from heaven. And He come down to earth to perpetuate the price of my sin. If He wasn't born man, if He didn't live and die, praise God, then we're still lost in our sin. He said, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist wherein ye have heard that it should come. And even now already is in the world. And now listen to what he said. I like verse number 4. It's a special verse. He said, but ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Somebody just jump up and shout. Say, glory to God, I got the Holy Ghost. Praise God. He's bigger than the devil. Amen. Old devil don't like that. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God is bigger than the devil. Praise God. He dwells in us. He does. Praise God. That's an infallible knowledge of God because we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe that He came, He was born, He grew up, and He died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Amen. Paul told Christ, He died according to the Scriptures, and He rose victorious, praise God, after 3 days, victorious over death and the grave. According to the Scriptures. Oh, God said so, and we believe it. Praise the Lord. I'm glad it's that way. Amen. So we know that, praise God, He abides in us. We know that we have an infallible knowledge, a test. It's a big test, praise God. Do you believe on Lord Jesus Christ? You believe, praise God, we're fixing to celebrate Christmas in about a month and a half. You believe that Jesus came? And I don't know if that's the day He was born. But some people say it was, some people say it doesn't. It doesn't really matter. What matters is that He was come, He was born, He was put into a manger, He grew up, and He died for my sin and yours. Amen. That's what matters. Do you believe it today? He said, "Well, preacher, I really don't believe that." Well, then you're an unbeliever. An unbeliever, all unbelievers will find their place in hell. Amen. Praise God. He said, "But if you're a believer, you believe on Lord Jesus Christ, you believe in death, burial, and resurrection." He said, "Then you can become saved." He said, "These others are lost, they're deceivers." But He said, "Those that are saved, those that are children of God, have overcome the wicked one." Praise God. We have that consciousness of knowing eternal life. It comes through belief in the Word of God. We read and we're hearing. We've come full circle in verse number 13 of chapter number 5. He said, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God." I believe in Jesus, don't you? Amen. I believe in Jesus. I love Him because He first loved me. Ere I knew Him, He loved me. But poor God, I'm glad I get an opportunity to love Him back. Praise His name. "That ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." You see how the Holy Spirit wrote that out? Amen. He said, when we believe on the Son of God, praise God, we believe on the Son of God, we have eternal life, that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. When you believe on the Son of God, He said, He gives you that eternal life. And He said, we have that life because we're believing on the name of the Son of God, putting our faith and trust in Him. That's how we know that we have that eternal life. That's where eternal life comes, through belief or faith in God's Word, because God said so. And God said so, and we believe it. That's what brings salvation. There you go. That's where we get our help. Praise His holy name. And Paul, John closes this out. 1 John chapter number 5, verse number 18. Look what he says. He says, "We know," there it is again, "that whosoever is born of God sinneth not." Amen. You know what? You say, "Wait a minute, preacher. I know I'm saved, but they said, I still mess up." Amen. He's not saying that we won't mess up, but he said we're not to be practicing sin. He said, if you practice sin, you'll get it right. Amen. But he said, we're not supposed to practice sin. We're not supposed to continue in things that we know are sinful. Amen. You know, I knew when I was a lost man, it was wrong to drink liquor. Amen. And praise God, as a saved man, I'm sure not going to do things I knew not to do as a lost man. Praise God. I'm going to do what's right because I know. See, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he has begotten of God, keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. Amen? In other words, he said, we won't be given unto that temptation. God will protect us from the temptation of Satan. He'll deliver us out of that. So he said, not put on us more than we can bear, but with it make a way of escape. Amen? He sent the Holy Spirit down and said, hey, wait a minute, you need to get away from that crowd. Amen? Listen, you young people. He'll say, listen, you need to get away from that crowd. They're doing things that's not right. And your consciousness tells you that. Amen. Your consciousness tells you that you need life and you need eternal life. We just told you about that in the last verses that we read. But he said, we have that eternal life through Jesus Christ. And we believe that he is. And he touches not. He said, we know that we are of God and the whole world lieth in wickedness. Amen. That there's wickedness all around us. And I tell you, he said it waxed worse and worse in the end, and we're seeing worse and worse. I mean, there's lunatics out there running around everywhere. We need to pray for salvation. Amen? They need the Lord. It's what they need. But then he goes on, verse number 20, and listen to what he says, and I'm done. He said, we know, there's that again, that knowing lie. He said, and we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know Him that is true. And we are in Him that is true, even in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God, now watch this, and eternal life. Amen. So the knowing life is a life in Christ. It's a life in God. It's a life led by the Holy Spirit, praise God. And it's a life that's eternal. Amen. A life that'll be fulfilled to the fullest. Contrary to what the devil in the flesh would have us to believe. One day it'll be a glorious day in the presence of our Savior. And little John says, praise God, he said, this is a knowing life. You need to know what God's got to in store for you. Know how much He loves you and how much He cares for you and how much He's there to help you along. Amen. Just move you right along. Like He did old Enoch. Old Enoch, he walked with God. Amen. God just led him right along. Till one day, old Enoch was walking in the world, down the road with God. And God said, you know what, Enoch, I just love you to pieces. I'm just going to take you home with me. And he was gone. Amen. Time of the rapture, church, praise God. One of these days, amen, we're just going to be, we just need to be walking with God in a knowing life. Knowing God, praise God. Unto eternal life. The Word of God. He said, this is the true God. There's nothing phony or make-believe about this. It's the real deal. Praise God. He said, and eternal life. That's what we get in Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we have as our hope today. Amen? But it's a knowing life. We need to know Him. We need to know Him. And again, Webster said, it's to perceive with certainty. Are you certain in the Lord? To understand clearly. We get that in the volume of the book. God begins to explain Himself to us. Begin to portray Himself the way we need to see Him. Have a clear and certain perception of truth. What is truth? That's what Pilate asked Jesus. He said, what is truth? And it was standing there looking him in the eye. Truth is Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. He said, fact in anything that actually exists. Amen. Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe He exists? He's a preacher. He died on the cross. I mean, yeah, but He got up. He ain't contrary to a lot of people's necklaces, He's not still on the cross. He come off the cross, went to a grave, borrowed a tomb, got up after 3 days, praise God, walked around this world for a little while and went on to glory. That's what we're doing. We're just walking around in this world for a little while looking to go to glory. Amen. That's our hope today. That's what I'm looking for. What about you? I'm looking for heaven. One day heaven will be my home. What about it? Is heaven going to be your home? Amen. Do you have that blessed hope? Amen. Have you been saved and you know it? Are you walking where you need to be? I mean, he said that we should be a constantly growing in the Lord. A growth. I believe you want that because you're here today. Amen. I believe you want that growth. I believe because you're here today to grow, to grow in nurture and admonition of the Lord. He said, that's why we should raise our children up. He said, when they're old, they'll not depart from it. They'll have something to cling to. Amen. But it starts with us. It starts with me and you. It starts at the home. It starts in our church houses, in your houses, even for God's glory. Amen.